Back on the KCII PM sports page, let's talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Volleyball Athlete of the Week. Good to be joined by Waco Junior Morgan Graber. Morgan, congratulations and thanks for the time here today.
Thank you.
Morgan, team's coming off of a big win on Monday in the regional quarterfinals against North Mahaska. 3-0 win over the Warhawks and really wasted no time right out of the gates, got right on them, and in that third set really put the hammer down. So take me back to Monday. What do you think the team was doing well?
We were really working together as a team in terms of communication. We were prepared mentally and physically for them, and we knew how they were going to do offensively and defensively, so we were prepared.
Mm-hmm. You had 17 kills, really got in a rhythm offensively. So what was working for you Monday night?
I was really just reading the block well and where to go on the floor. It all starts with a pass and a set, and that's how I get it done with kills.
Mm-hmm. How about the gym atmosphere? You know, Waco's not the biggest gyms, but a lot of people jam-pack, and it got pretty loud. That had been really fun to play in.
Yeah, it was. We have the best crowd and the best community. They all come support. The best student section, our classmates really put together the time to have a good student section for us.
Mm-hmm. Looking to keep the good times rolling is a big one. Mm-hmm. The regional semifinal here against New London, you split with them earlier in the year. So what can you tell us about them and what's it going to take to come out on top?
We've played them twice this year, so that means we know what they're going to do. We have film on them. We're studying them and watching their film. We're really working on where they're going to hit and where they're going to block and where their passers are going to be. So we really have them down pat for when we play them tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
I know talking to Coach Coble, when you beat him that first time, it was really special for the team. What would that mean if you came out on top tomorrow night?
It would really be a big deal for us because we know New London is really mentally tough and they're physical and they're scrappy, so we just have to be the same way and be loose and prepared for them mentally and physically.
How do you think this team at Waco has improved throughout the year?
We're all so close. Our team is mostly juniors, so we've been playing together in the off season since seventh grade probably, and we know each other so well personally, so we really get along well and we know each other.
What do you think you've improved on the most these last couple years at the varsity level?
I would say I am playing better defensively, reading the balls when they're going to tip, and just really coming off the net to play defense.
Well, you mentioned you do have a loaded junior class and, then of course, the one senior in Laney. What type of leadership role have you personally taken on this year for the team?
I've really tried to stay positive when we're not doing so well in games and trying to uplift people when they're down. It's really easy to do that when you have such great teammates by your side and keeping you positive and up.
Well, Coach Coble, he's been the head man for the Warriors for quite some time. What do you like about him?
He's really positive and he knows our strengths and weaknesses. So when we're getting down, he knows how to lift us back up and help us overcome those weaknesses.
This question can be volleyball or non-volleyball related. What do you like about attending Waco?
We have such a great community. They support us so well. They come to all our events, even if we're not doing so well. So we have all the support we need from them.
Mm-hmm. A little scenario play out here. Describe the best in words. If you're talking to someone who doesn't know the art of a spike, how do you set up a good Morgan Graber spike?
You really have to get a big approach and you jump as high as you can and you really get on top of the ball and snap your wrist.
All right. So, do you have a volleyball role model?
That's a hard one. I've always watched my peers when I was younger, and I know that Mamie Hinn, she played a few years ago, and I thought she was always so good when I was a little kid, and I always watched her during games and come to the games to watch her.
Okay. Well, a couple fun questions here for you, Morgan. Of course, Halloween is tomorrow. Do you have a favorite Halloween candy?
Skittles.
All right. Any specific type of Skittles or just the regular?
Just the regular.
Okay. What's the favorite Halloween movie?
I like scary movies. Okay. I like the spooky ones.
Any one in particular?
I recently watched Jigsaw, and that was really nice.
Oh, yes.
Scary.
Goes back a few years. Out of all the years, do you have a favorite Halloween costume that you've had?
Ooh. I was a pirate one year when I was littler, and that was fun because it was all stuff I had. So.
Okay. And tomorrow night, you're going to be a winning volleyball player for Halloween, right?
Yes.
Good deal. Last question before I let you go here, Morgan. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
Before the matches, we get in three lines, and we stretch out and get loose for our games. And then we warm our shoulders up. We always make sure to stay hydrated, too. We always have water around. And then we usually get in hitting lines and practice hitting off Laney's sets and, yeah, try to stay loose.
All right. Well, Morgan, congratulations once again on a fantastic season, and best of luck against New London.
Thank you.
That's a junior at Waco High School, Morgan Graber, joining us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Volleyball Athlete of the Week. Congratulations to Morgan and company. Best of luck against New London here on Thursday. Let's step aside. We have more coming your way next on KCII.